Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
A second reading from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. Again, I invite you to listen for the word of the Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Some Sundays each year focus on a particular person in the Bible. You could say that every Sunday we focus on Jesus. He's a particular person. But Mary has a Sunday all her own a few weeks before Christmas. John the Baptist has a Sunday. The Sunday after Easter, the disciple Thomas always takes center stage. And this Sunday, today, most years, here in the middle of the season of Lent, the spotlight goes to Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people who had been persecuting Jesus, but now sneaks off under the cover of darkness to find out more about this radical rabbi who has captured his attention. Now, Nicodemus doesn't want anyone to know that he's gone off to find Jesus. That's why he goes at night. And when I think about Nicodemus, I think about all the people, including myself, who have struggled to step out into the light. There's a great story told by comedian Jerry Clower called "The Chauffeur and the Professor." The story goes that a genius-level professor has been going around the nation making an incredible speech with the same chauffeur driving him around the whole time. The chauffeur tells him that he's memorized the professor's speech and can probably make that speech better than the great PhD ever could, even though he hasn't graduated from the great School of Mines. He's an unlettered chauffeur, but he is sure he can make that speech. The professor, wanting to put this too-big-for-his-britches chauffeur back in his place, agrees to let him try. So they swap clothes on the way to the next venue, and before this huge university audience is the chauffeur wearing the professor's clothes, and the professor is in the back wearing the chauffeur's clothes. Up before the audience of educated students, the chauffeur made that speech. In fact, in Jerry Clower's words, he forever shelled down the corn. He shelled the corn all the way down to the cob. Translation, he made that speech really well. The crowd, so amazed, stood and clapped a standing ovation. Then they were so excited they began throwing books up in the air, shouting in jubilation over the most enlightened speech they'd ever heard. Once they had finally calmed down, the university president invited the crowd, if they would like, to ask their speaker any questions. Now that meant trouble. The chauffeur had the speech memorized, but he hadn't thought about the Q&A. A very intelligent young man lifted his hand and asked the most detailed question you've ever heard. It was something about carbon dating stratospheres and the layers of the Earth's crust. The chauffeur, dressed up like a professor, listened to this question. You could imagine that he was sweating a little bit. Instead, he kept his cool, took off his glasses like this, and he said, "Young man, as long as I've been given this speech throughout North America's most prestigious universities, that's about the simplest question I've ever heard. I'm surprised this university let someone in who would ask a question like that one. In fact, it's so simple a question to answer that I'll just ask my chauffeur to come up here and answer it for you." That's what the chauffeur did. But why didn't this chauffeur and professor's clothes just come clean? Why continue the charade? This morning, as we turn our attention to Nicodemus, consider with me the incredible appeal of the light. Consider with me this Jesus who was the truth incarnate. He was the one who gave the blind man back his sight, who saved the woman caught in adultery, who preached the gospel to the masses, who was all the time seeking out the lost and the lame, going around forgiving the sins of shame-ridden people and setting them free. That light must have been so awe-inspiring that even among those who persecuted him were some who were compelled by his words. Yet, not all of them stepped out into the light to follow him in public. In fact, here we have Nicodemus, who will only go to visit him under the cover of darkness. Why? For the same reason that the chauffeur did not come clean. For the same reason that we will not hear any presidential contender say this campaign season, "Well, I was wrong about that." For the same reason that men who are lost driving down the road will not stop and ask for directions. For the same reason it's so hard for us to use the words, "I'm sorry," even with the people we love. Considering Nicodemus, his whole life was built around his identity as a leader in his community. And because all the other leaders were busy persecuting Jesus, when he thought about following him, he had to consider the cost of stepping out into the light. It's not always easy to step out into the light. Jesus says, the truth will set you free, which is true, but first it's going to sting a little bit. First, the truth is going to cost you something. And so I've heard about a man who could tell that something was wrong with him. He felt bad enough that he made an appointment with the doctor. Yet on the day of his appointment, he drove to the doctor's office parking lot, parked his car, but never went inside. I've heard of a parent who suspected that his daughter was suffering. He knew something was wrong, but he didn't dig too deep to find out. Don't ask too many questions. He didn't want to pry, for not knowing was more appealing than finding out the truth. There is always something dangerously appealing about the darkness of denial. Hiding from the truth in the shadow can feel kind of comforting for a while. Plus, stepping out into the light is dangerous. Consider with me what Nicodemus might have lost should one of his colleagues seen him talking with Jesus. Nicodemus was a leader in his community. He was wealthy. He had standing. What would his friends say if they heard he had gone off to ask Jesus some questions? What would the other children say to his sons and daughters at school if word got out? Do not be fooled. Stepping out into the light costs us something. The darkness has an appeal all its own. But my friends, if you've grown tired of living a lie, if you are ready for true healing, if the charade has lost its appeal, then step out into the light. Whether you're in the midst of a difficult season of your marriage and you're scared to ask for help, whether you've been nursing an addiction and are worried about what will happen if you let somebody know, whether the debt is piling up or the brokenness is about to get the best of you, if you are tired of just going around with the crowd because the crowd is moving in the wrong direction, I call on you to step out into the light to reveal your wounds to the great physician. We all fear that condemnation or rejection will come when we reveal our wounds. And revealing our wounds will cost us something. The truth will always cost us something. Yet remember that first scripture lesson from the book of Numbers, how the Israelites were bitten by the vipers. And in revealing their wounds, they were healed. Likewise, the Son of Man came into the world not to condemn the world, but that all might be saved through him. Leave the darkness behind, my friends. Step into the light and be saved. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.